Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the unique makeup and responsibility of humans to reflect God's nature, as demonstrated by God forming man out of dust and breathing life into him. Today's Bible passage is from Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Then the Lord God formed the man out of the dust of the ground and blew into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. That's Genesis chapter 2, verse 7.
In the book of Genesis, we find a fascinating passage that gives us insights into the nature of humanity. It tells us that God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed life into his nostrils, making him a living being. This passage highlights the fact that humans are more than just physical beings. We are also compound beings with a soul. It's captivating to think about how the body and soul were created separately. The body was formed from the dust of the earth, while the soul was directly breathed into man by God himself. This underscores the uniqueness of humanity. We are not only physical beings, but also spiritual beings with a soul. This concept of being created in God's image carries a profound responsibility for us as human beings. We are called to align ourselves with God's purposes and reflect his will. When God breathed life into Adam's face, he made him a partaker of his nature. In other words, being created in God's image means that we have the capacity and responsibility to embody his characteristics and purposes. It's important to recognize that our very life is a gift from God. We are not self-existent beings, rather we derive our life from him. Our life is a participation in the very life of God, which helps us understand our interconnectedness with our divine creator. However, we must also acknowledge the consequences of disobedience to God. In the story of Adam and Eve, we see the impact of sin. When Adam sins, the punishment affects both his soul and his body. This illustrates the integral connection between our physical existence and our spiritual well-being. Sin affects us holistically, impacting both our physical and spiritual selves. So, what does all of this tell us? It reveals that as human beings, we have a unique and complex makeup that sets us apart from the rest of creation. We possess a physical body formed from the dust of the earth, and we also have a soul directly sourced from God. The physical and the spiritual are intricately intertwined and influence each other in profound ways. Moreover, being made in God's image comes with a great responsibility. It calls us to align ourselves with God's purposes and strive to reflect his divine nature. We are invited to participate in the very life of God, recognizing that our existence is rooted in him. It's incredible to consider how this passage from Genesis continues to hold relevance and provoke deep contemplation about our existence. The creation of man, as depicted in this passage, showcases the profound relationship between our physical bodies and our spiritual souls. It reminds us of our unique nature as human beings and the purpose we have been given to live in harmony with God's divine intentions.
Let's close with a prayer. Loving Father, as we reflect on the profound truths revealed today, we are in awe of your divine craftsmanship in creating humanity. You formed us from the dust of the earth and breathed into us the breath of life, endowing us with both physical bodies and eternal souls. Lord, we thank you for the gift of life and for making us in your image. Help us to embrace the responsibility that comes with bearing your likeness, aligning our lives with your purposes, and reflecting your divine nature in all that we do. Forgive us, O God, for the times when we have strayed from your will and succumbed to sin. Grant us the grace to turn away from disobedience and to walk in righteousness, acknowledging the integral connection between our physical and spiritual well-being. May we always remember that our existence is rooted in you and that you are the source of our life and vitality. Guide us to live in harmony with your divine intentions, fulfilling the purpose for which you created us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, the divine act of creation speaks to our uniqueness as compound beings, blending the physical and the spiritual within us. It reminds us of our responsibility to reflect God's nature and align ourselves with his purposes. Let us cherish the gift of life bestowed upon us by our Creator and strive to honor Him with every aspect of our being. May the peace and blessings of the Lord be with you as you journey forth. May His light illuminate your path, His love surround you always, and His grace sustain you in every moment. Farewell, and may you continue to share His blessings with others along the way.